This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, speaking about superpower overkill in Vietnam, Iraq, and Lebanon. 10 years of military intervention in Vietnam did not defeat the Viet Cong, and it caused the unnecessary deaths of millions of Vietnamese, Cambodians, and Laotians. Our shock and awe campaign in Iraq has left over 50,000 civilians dead, and the insurgency is stronger than ever. For 34 days, Israel bombed targets in Lebanon, killing at least 1,000 civilians. But on the last day before the ceasefire, Hezbollah fired more rockets than on any other day of the war. Hezbollah also surprised everyone with their anti-tank weapons, with the result that many Israeli soldiers died gruesome deaths in their tanks. The Israeli government thought that they could get Sunni Muslims to condemn Hezbollah, armed and funded by the Shiite Iran. But Sunnis and Shias around the world, usually at odds with one another, have joined ranks in support of Hezbollah. The Israelis had hoped that the Lebanese would turn against Hezbollah, but their bombing has only united them against Israel. A Druze Christian leader on NPR had more criticism for Israel than for the Shiite militants. The head of the Lebanese forces just arriving in South Lebanon declared that they will not fight or disarm their Shiite brothers. The Viet Cong lost nearly every battle. Iraqi insurgents in the open are immediately wiped out, and Hezbollah suffered many casualties. Nevertheless, they rightly claim victories against superpowers rendered impotent by guerrilla warfare and suicide attacks. This is supremely ironic for Israel, where the roles of David and Goliath have now been reversed. It is a little-known fact that Israeli intelligence financed the setting up of Hamas, the Sunni religious group that now controls the Palestinian parliament. Charles Friedman, a former U.S. ambassador to Saudi Arabia, states that Israel started Hamas in order to hem in the secular PLO. This idea backfired as badly as U.S. support for the Islamic militants in Afghanistan, which produced the Taliban and Osama bin Laden. The State Department's Larry Johnson maintains that the Israelis are their own worst enemies when it comes to fighting terrorism. They are like guys who set fire to their own hair and then try to put it out by hitting it with a hammer. They do more to incite and sustain terrorism than curb it. It is also significant to mention that incursions have been common both ways across the Lebanese border. Only a week after the ceasefire, Israeli commandos were back over the border. The capture of soldiers by either side has usually led to prisoner exchanges, not to all-out war. The puzzle of why Israel decided on shock and awe as a response has been addressed by Seymour Hersh, whose sources have proved him right time and time again. Writing in the August 2006 issue of The New Yorker, Hersh offers evidence that some U.S. officials believe that a successful Israeli Air Force campaign against Hezbollah could ease Israel's security concerns and also serve as a prelude to a potential American preemptive attack on Iran. U.S. officials, of course, deny that there was any joint planning of Israel's massive attack on Lebanon. The single greatest tragedy in the Middle East has been the failure of its people to produce an Israeli or Palestinian Gandhi. American and Israeli eye-for-an-eye responses to terror attacks have made the situation worse rather than better. Gandhi said it best when he said that eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeier@adelphia.net.